today or tonight on this podcast, we have my lifelong friend, Nikki. We've been friends for over 20 years, and I just want to say this is going to jump right into kind of the middle of a 2.5 hour long conversation that we had, and it's really a portion of me just talking his ear off. However, I will say I know that it's like a welcomed talking his ear off because I just know him and I love him and he allows me to be me, and I talk a lot and I'm very insecure about it, and I'm learning how to be a good listener and be very conscious and thoughtful and intentional in the way that I speak. And we got into, I think, a cool conversation that I wanted to share. So at the end of this episode, however, I would really love for you to listen a bit more about who Nikki is, why I trust him, why I love him, and what he's up to. So without any further ado, this is a conversation between two people that have been friends since they were 5 years old.
You can do it, Kels. You can do it. You just have to, every morning, you have to wake up, and I don't know if you meditate or pray, or whatever. You just need to put your intention out there. You need to put human emotion, human spirit towards something, and God will listen.
Didn't you hear what I think about, like, The Secret? You ever watch The Secret?
It's so funny you say that. My sister was just watching it. I haven't seen it, but I know the basic concept.
So, like, obviously it's about, like, manifesting, right? And, like, having a vision, and that, like attracts like. So if you're vibrating at a certain level, you're going to attract what you want. And I actually have, like, a very literal way to look at it that I think is, like, useful. And I came up with this after I did 8 weeks of hypnotherapy. And at the end of hypnotherapy, I was like, okay, my last sentence to my hypnotherapist was like, oh, I am the universe. And she was like, yep. And, like, that was, like, the end of my experience. But what I realized is, and I want to see if you, like, think this is interesting at all, because I think it is. I don't know if it translates, though, but so, atoms, right? You know, like, atoms, like, what we're made up of?
Yeah.
I honestly think they're the key to understanding God. Like, so, they are tiny vibrating dots. So, imagine if there was, like, zoom in really tight on the view of atoms, right? And they're just little circles that vibrate. They don't hit each other, but they're next to each other. And they make up literally everything. So, like, you know, in, I don't know if it's Chinese or what belief system where they believe everything has a soul. Like, everything has that,
like, you think, like, the Native Americans believe that, maybe,
potentially, but I know that, like, I don't know if it's Chinese or who it is, but I know that an Asian culture believes that because I read the Japanese art of tidying, because, like, it's like showing respect for, like, you have a cup or something like that, or a, you know, stapler. I'm looking at a stapler. Like, you respect that item because that item has, I forget the word they use, but essentially, like, a soul. It's like it's made up of the same thing that you're made up of. So it has substance that is made up of you at the same time, but it vibrates at a different level completely because it's not a living, breathing object. But so whatever. So, like, zoom in really close mentally on atoms. They're tiny dots. They vibrate. And for a second, just imagine if all the atoms in the world, right? So, like, this whole soup of atoms that we're sitting in, imagine if every single one was, like, the same color or, like, three different shades of, like, yellow right now. And then that is how immersed you are in the universe. Like, that is how connected you are to everything around you. So then that goes into manifesting things. So, like, if your dream of becoming a music producer vibrates at the highest yellow or the highest, brightest yellow to white, you have to match that vibration first before it could ever come to you. And that's what The Secret is. So, like, it's putting yourself in the state of what your dreams vibrate at before you get them, so that they are aligned to you and they pull to you and attract you like a magnet. Because on a vibrational level, everything that vibrates at a similar level attracts to each other. So just like anger will attract more anger, or sadness will attract more sadness, just like happiness and joy will attract more of that in your life. Just like me historically with the men that I bring into my life, me coming from like ego and thinking that I can fix somebody is giving me all these fucking men that need therapists instead of partners. So I'm like trying to fucking figure that out for myself. But it's, that's like the secret. Like, that's all that movie is really about. And it literally, it's in my world, in my mind, it goes down to your physical vibration of your atoms of your body.
Wow.
Do you think that makes any sense?
Hell yeah.
Cool. I know. It really feels like it just makes the most fucking sense. And we wouldn't, you wouldn't want to teach that to the masses in fucking school, because why would you want people to be their possibility in a system that people need to depend on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a system where we need people
hurting, like, dying, you know, sick, yeah, yes, all that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
So I'm working on, like, vibrating higher in, like, every way. And the things that add to, so actually, if I want to go, like, another layer into it, my thing with God is, like, I actually believe that God is really about your heart chakra. So if you're into chakras at all, or like Reiki and meditation and all that, I do believe that connecting to source, connecting to God, is about connecting your heart chakra to the vibration of, like, the universe as a whole. So, like, if you tap into God every morning, meaning you wake up and you do, like, a prayer of gratitude, or you sit and you meditate on it and you open your heart chakra, you literally will feel your heartbeat, like, the most intense, filled heartbeat ever. And to me, that means you're connected to source, to power, to God. And then you're vibrating at a higher level, and you can go about your day in a space of gratitude for what you do have, or gratitude for what you are attracting to you. So gratitude for being a music producer, whatever it is. And then you finish your night with a physical, you know, a physical practice of saying thank you for this shot, and fucking rest your mind, and then wake up and do it again, and constantly stay in that vibration of gratitude with your heart chakra open. And that's the purpose of life.
Now, when you say, like, opening up your heart chakra, is it just like you're focused and thinking about that chakra and your intention, or is there more technique to it?
I think for the moments that I've felt like I've opened mine have been in moments of just really pure gratitude. And I wasn't able to yet, like, I'm practicing every day, you know, not every day. I have days where I'm way off. Like, I just think it's a constant practice. But for me, in those moments, it was just pure gratitude, honestly, for, like, the tree outside my window, you know, like, the beauty of the earth, the beauty of everything that we do have right now, and for my health, and for, especially with, like, COVID going on. Mine was just a pure kind of, like, gratitude to God, to existing, if that makes sense. Like, to my one in a billion chance of being a human on this level of experience right now. It was just, like, this overwhelming sense of gratitude that filled my heart chakra and filled my body more than, like, I live above my throat chakra. Like, I live at my throat chakra and above. So, like, I'll open my mouth and I'll speak now because I've worked on that. I really shut up for a couple years and it was painful, but I will, like, open my throat chakra and speak my mind. I have really little problem doing that. And then I live in my head. So, like, whereas you're probably more physical and you live in your body more, which is something that and you probably live in both, though, to be honest, but I am working on being more attached to my body, being more grounded in my body, being connected to, like, my root chakra, healing fucking trauma and stuff. But I don't know if I'm answering your question. Now I'm just going on a tangent a bit. But I think for me, it was just, like, the intention of being grateful for my day, for that, you know, for that moment, for being present, really. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does, but I feel like I need to research more and do more practicing on it. Because, mm-hmm. like, today I woke up and I did a little, I don't know, maybe 10-minute meditation before I got my day started. Mm-hmm. And I finished a song that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all came together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it.
And I don't know if, like, the meditation had something to do with it, or if there was something else, but
no, I definitely think so. I like meditation is really about, it's just about presence. So it's like releasing that, you know, the anxiety that you're, that you focus on in the past or the anxiety of the future, and being in that exact present time and present moment, which in my opinion is when you are connected to source. And I do believe that source is that only wants the best for you and only wants your wildest dreams and only wants forward action and purpose filled things and passion and joy and love and like the good high vibration. God is so high vibrating. It's more high vibrating than anything we could ever fathom. That's why I don't think, like with Nikki and my dream of him, like the words, I had another visitation in my dreams of my great grandma once, and the same deal. I woke up and I'm like, beautiful doesn't describe it. Like the feeling doesn't describe it. It's too much for us to conceptualize how high vibrational I think, you know, the future of where our souls and where things go from here. And I think that that goes into like your wildest dreams are high vibrational because they're based in passion and love. And that's what God is all about. So like if you are able to tap in even the most tiniest sliver of presence, then you're vibrating so fucking high that it's like things align and things happen and, you know, purpose fills your soul. And I feel like I'm so ready. I'm like tiptoeing around some fucking greatness is how I feel. And I'm like, I gotta get present and just make it happen with ease. It should be easy is how I feel. Like it should be like, allow it to come to you. Yeah. So I totally think your meditation is the key to that.
Do you think that high level of vibration that you experienced through your dream with Nikki and your grandmother is only achievable through death, or do you think it can be found here on Earth?
I think that we are not meant to understand or feel that level of high vibrational, you know, heaven, let's say heavenly, you want to call it heavenly, like feelings here. Like, I don't think that's meant for us here. I think our purpose here is to connect to that as much as possible. And I don't think connecting to it, it's like Buddhism, right? Like Buddhists believe in, their whole goal is to reach enlightenment, which is life without suffering. So much of life is about suffering. But if you're able to reach enlightenment, then you have no suffering. But you know how many few people reach that? Like, so much about life is that we put ourselves in struggle. I think that you're able to tap into that high vibration. And I do think that, like, ease can come into your life. But, yeah, I'm still learning to figure out how to make it easier. Because I'm, like many people, my own worst enemy. And I'm gonna muddy the water. And, you know, and muddy the ease of it by getting in my own way. So learning how to like dismantle my own habits, my own pathways in my brain that have been carved in there since I was a child has been my biggest life's challenge. That's why I threw myself into so much therapy and hypnotherapy and all these emotional trainings and stuff. And I'm still working at it. So I think like, I don't think it's just in death. I think death will be the best thing we ever do. Like, I truly feel like death will be the most beautiful thing you go through. Well, I mean, of course, not if you're, if it's an unimaginable death, that's awful and yet sucks. But I think that once you're dead, I think you go through something quite beautiful and comfortable. But
that's a really comforting feeling.
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually just, so the reason why I started this podcast too was because I was watching This Is God on Netflix with Morgan Freeman. It's a docuseries about God, and he goes across like the whole world and he goes through all these different faiths, and you learn just like all this different stuff. And the first episode is about death. And I think it's really important to be really, really aware that you are going to die, because it's coming for all of us. Like, the only common thing we all have is really that everything changes and everybody dies. So on my wall, I actually painted a, my vision board has like three phrases on it. And then at the top of it is my tombstone with like a sunset. So every morning I wake up and I see that, yeah, you're going to die one day. So like, have a little urgency, a little pep in your step about making things happen and living with true purpose behind what you're doing.
I think about it all the time, to be honest.
Is it in a good way?
It's in like a you better move your ass and get this done kind of way.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, we're still very young, you know? Like, you're going to be like 27 in a few days.
Yeah.
And like, compared to like, we're so young still. There's so much. But I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, I'm still young, but... you know, time is kind of ticking and shit is going by a lot faster than when I was younger. And, you know, I want to have certain goals attained by the age of 30.
Mm.
And, you know, there's not a lot of time now between then, now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have this sense of urgency and sometimes it's a little debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think it's like to the point where it's like, okay, get shit done. But sometimes I just find myself doing nothing. Like, I
me too.
The stress and the pressure I put on myself makes me like tired and take a nap when I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Or diddly daddle and goof off when I shouldn't.
Right. I know. And it's called, they call that like paralysis by analysis. And it's like you put the weight of the world on your shoulders. Like, you put so much pressure on yourself and so much, like, you know, like, you're in crunch time and you have to achieve this and you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to do this. And then it's like you get paralyzed by all of those things. Like, I, for the longest time, was like, I want to save the world. Like, my whole dream was like to literally have so much impact on the world that I could like save the entire world. Like, in whatever way that looked for me at the time, you know what I mean? And I couldn't allow myself to even make the smallest move because the thought of it was overwhelming. The thought of everything I had to do overwhelmed the shit out of me. So I would do the same thing. I would become completely paralyzed by it. I was smoking a ton of weed and just like living in my head and getting nowhere, to be honest with you. And one of the therapies that I went through was like a long weekend of what they call emotional intelligence training. And one of the little things that I really loved was this exercise about how you change every time you talk about how you have to do something. It seems so small, but every time you talk about how you have to do something, just change it to get. So I get to do this, I get to do that, I get to do my laundry, I get to do this, because it makes you step back and kind of snap back into a grateful space about it instead of saying I have to, because it doesn't sound like a good thing, you know, like, it doesn't sound like a pleasurable thing for you to go through having to do something. So switching it to get to is helpful, and it's a helpful tool because at the end of the day, what we do as humans, and I think this is maybe one of the most fascinating things to me because I think I learned it through doing hair, to be honest, and talking to so many people, is like we really isolate ourselves from other people as if we are not going through the same thing or we're not part of a species that has like fucking three ways to tick. Like, we are so pattern oriented and we're really not that special from each other. We're all doing the same thing. So if you can like manipulate the game here and manipulate, you know, what you're attracting to yourself and how you're operating and where you're coming from, shit will absolutely change. And it can change exponentially fast. So I know you have big goals by the time you're going to be 30, but the quickest way you're going to get those big fucking goals is by understanding that you already have them. Like, you got it in the bag and that's, you got them. You know what I mean?
I love that you just told me that, changing the have to get, because yeah, I totally feel when I have to do something, it makes it very difficult to get it done and it makes life not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yes, just changing it to get, and I'm already going through my mind thinking of, you know, things that are chores. And just kind of switching my mind and saying, okay, this is a privilege that you get the opportunity to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It makes it feel a lot easier.
Right. Okay, so there's totally over 2 hours worth of conversation between me and Nikki. And I just wanted to crop that part out because we both found it to be somewhat interesting, but I knew with how much I was talking his ear off at the time that I wanted to jump in here and tell you a little bit about him so you could have more of an appreciation for who he is than what you're going to get from this podcast. But I've known him, again, for over 20 years. He is my lifelong friend. We went to the same grade school. We went to the same high school. And then after high school, he moved away and went to Arizona. And he went to college out there. And then he eventually made his way over to California. He was in San Diego for a long time. And now he lives in San Francisco. He's very successful at what he does. And that doesn't bring any surprise to me at all. He is in sales. He's a manager for a tree company at the moment. And he's really good at that because sales is about making friends and seeing something through and caring about people at the end of the day in what he does. And he can handle pressure, and he always has been able to. So I think I can see why he thrives where he does right now. He also is just so hugely passionate, and he always has been, and he gets obsessive with things too, and I tend to be that way. He also has owned a business in his lifetime, so we connect on that level. He is currently learning, and learning from the right people and in the right area code, learning electronic music and how to produce electronic music, which is something that I can see him excelling at and just be living in passion in. So I'm so happy for him on this adventure because I've watched him on other adventures and have watched him see these things through. So Nicholas, if you're listening to this, just know I love you so much, and I have nothing but 100% faith in you and your dreams and the things you're going to accomplish in this life or continue to accomplish. So be proud of you. I'm proud of you. I love you. And this is In the Back Seats, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. I really look forward to continuing to do these podcasts and to do them with people like my boy Nikki, because they're good eggs. So take care, be well, be blessed. I'll see you guys soon.